Okay, does that really say 11:59? My gosh, we went slower than I thought. In which case, our next one is Bob Gunzel. So, Bob, you want to come on up here? I thought I was going to have like 10 minutes to talk. Okay, this is Bob Gunzel, and he's going to be teaching Public Policy 750, local government leadership in times of change. Is there change? Oh, yeah.
Lots of change. Great to see you all. I'm Bob Gunzel. My day job is I'm Washtenaw County Administrator. I've been with county government for 37 years, the last 15 as administrator, and 22 years before that as the attorney. So I've been around in public service for a long time. A year ago, I co-taught a couple courses with Liz Gerber about public policy and a public policy seminar in local and state government, and very much enjoyed that. This time around, I have an opportunity to teach a one-hour credit course about leadership and local government. And the idea is to talk about what qualities and elements leaders need in local government. But in many ways, in my mind, it goes broader than that. Whatever organization you're going to go to or be in, you have an opportunity to provide leadership. And the type of skills that I think we'll talk about in this course will serve you well in terms of understanding your organization, supporting your organization, providing leaderships and vision for your organization, and really furthering your mission of enhancing public policy. So we're going to do that through traditional ways of reading and discussions, and we're going to have some guest lectures and case studies about what local leaders have done, how they've been successful, what skills and techniques have they used. There are some readings in terms of leading change. John Cotter from Harvard has written what I think is quite a good book about the stages of change and what leadership means in each of those stages. Jim Collins, in his book Good to Great, has studied great organizations rather than good organizations, but great organizations, and has identified what made those organizations great, and has got a whole study there about leadership in those organizations and what it takes to provide that leadership. So I see it as a mix of reading, discussion, case studies, guest lectures, a couple short projects, papers about either the case studies or what we hear from the guest lectures, and then probably a little field work about talking to some leaders to get some ideas about what they have in mind. Again, I think if you're interested in local government, I think you'll find this course very interesting. If you're going to go somewhere else, I think you'll find that at least some of the things we talk about there will serve you well in large or small organizations in terms of both understanding and supporting the organization, but also providing some type of leadership at whatever level you're at. And as I said, can further fulfill your mission of public service. Happy to take any questions. Yes. A lot of it will be Washtenaw County and Ann Arbor, but we will be looking at some other case studies throughout the United States. Yes. How soon do I have to do that? Tomorrow?
They would like it before they register, but I can't really expect to manage that. If you can give a suggested syllabus early, that would be good. Often people don't fill much before the course.
Yeah, I've promised Alan I'd get him a description of the a more specific description of the course than I've just given you, and or a syllabus before April 8th. So I would hope that would be soon enough. There's three basic readings I have in mind. As I say, it's a two-hour, one-credit course, 2 hours for 7 weeks. And I think you'll find it manageable. Yes?
Let's make this the last one.
I'm going to decide that within the next day. I just have to look at my schedule, but I will commit it. I think we're scheduled from 4 to 6 on Thursday afternoons. Okay. Thanks, Alan.